Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 48 Hours ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Need more mystery in your life? Well, an Audible membership can solve that. They've got the best selection of audio titles from every genre, including true crime, celebrity memoirs, business, and so much more. Audible is the ultimate destination for thrilling audio entertainment, which will keep you on the edge of your seat each month. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. I recommend newly released The Berman Murders by Doug Carey, a true crime saga set in the Mojave Desert. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/48hours or text 48 hours to 500-500. That's audible.com/48hours or text 48 hours to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/48hours.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Real people. Real crimes. Real life drama.
Brian Brimminger was a typical Marine. That kind of an all-American kind of persona. He was assigned to a color guard in Washington, D.C. There's pictures of him in the White House with President George W. Bush. From the outside looking in, it seemed like Brian Brimminger had everything going for him. In 2011, after having served 7 years in the Marine Corps, Brian Brimminger leaves the Marines. He decides to go to Panama. And his plan is to decompress, take some time off.
My sister was deeply in love with the man named Brian Brimminger. All she wanted was to be with him and love him.
They were so madly in love. I think she was very proud of him because he was a Marine.
She used to say things like, "I'm with a Marine." Yvonne went down to Panama with Brian to start a new life. That's where Yvonne wanted to be. It was perfect. I am Michelle Valenzuela, and my sister is Yvonne Baldelli.
She likes to karaoke. She likes to dance.
Did Yvonne like it here?
She love it here. Just love it here. Places with cheap beers and happy hour. It's beautiful. She's got the water right in front of her house.
Where are we right now?
Okay, we're on Isla Carenero in Bocas del Toro. This is the house that they were renting in. Brian Brimminger and Yvonne Baldelli. Yvonne told her family members that everything was good. She painted a very happy picture. Through email, she made it seem like everything was fine and well. The reality of it was that her and Brimminger were fighting constantly.
After I'd heard stories of the fights, I could understand why she would want to leave.
She fell off the radar screen. She just went away one day. Her email stopped, her communication stopped. Everybody lost contact with her. There's no immigration records that indicates that she left Panama.
There's no book for this. There's no book for dummies on what to do when your sister has gone missing.
Carenero, from the outside, appears to be a tropical paradise, but it's a swampy hell.
I call it Devil's Island because some terrible things took place on that island.
Brian Brimminger has done nothing, zero, to help with the search for Yvonne.
We are in Central America, in some jungle, in some swamp, looking for Yvonne.
That through the middle is really deep.
This is unbelievable.
What no one knew is that Brian Brimminger had a secret. He was living a double life. Brian Brimminger moved to California, hooked up with Christian Werkhoven, and they got married. Christian worked at the White House, and that's where she and Brian met.
And his life is going on like normal, and our life will never be the same.
What did you do to her, Brian?
We knew that there had been foul play. We knew he was the last one to see her alive.
Brian's coming out with his golf clubs. Let's go, guys.
And this is what I know.
Okay, you rolling? Let's go.
My sister went down to Panama with Brian. Brian returned and my sister didn't.
Brian Brimage was exceptionally arrogant. But what he didn't account for was this family's fervor to find what happened to their daughter and their sister.
Brian, Peter Van Sant with CBS News. We'd like to ask a couple questions.
It's an easy thing to tell the truth. He told a lot of lies. That's what led to his demise.
I'm Peter Van Sant. Tonight on 48 Hours, Devil's Island.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
In the spring of 2012, Brian Brimminger was living the high life in Southern California. Just months removed from a decorated Marine Corps career, Brimminger was happily married and living in the suburbs.
When I look at the pictures of Brian and Kristen, I just see a couple in love and super sincerely happy and just enjoying the day at the beach in La Jolla.
These joyful newlywed photos of Brian and Kristen Brimminger were a shock to Yvonne Baldelli's family. They expected her to be in the picture.
It wasn't their wedding day, but they came in their wedding attire in a limousine and champagne flowing.
Photographer Jack English had no idea of the intrigue behind these happy images that Brian had proposed to Kristen just days after Yvonne disappeared in Panama.
She looked very happy, very in love, as if she found her Prince Charming.
Prince Charming? A man who had just left Yvonne Baldelli in Panama 2 weeks earlier? How could this happen? We traveled to the remote islands off the Caribbean coast of Panama to find out. Up ahead is the island of Carinero, where Yvonne and Brian, who the locals called Brim, came to live in September 2011. It's a place where they could chase their dream.
Why did they decide to go to Panama?
She liked the fact that they could live on the beach, you know, it was pretty reasonably priced down there.
Yvonne's sister, Michelle Valenzuela, says Brian wanted to become a singer, performing in bars and clubs. With her beloved dog, Georgia May, in hand, Yvonne brought two sewing machines in hopes of starting a clothing business. Stepmother Lillian Faust.
She was going to make bathing suits and sell them to tourists. I knew she was excited, and she didn't have any reservations.
It sounded like she had a real plan for the future.
She did, and she thought that she found her paradise, her perfect place.
Michelle recalls how her younger sister Yvonne, recently divorced, was smitten with Brian when they first started dating in 2009 in Southern California.
I didn't think she was physically attracted to him. That was a big part of it.
And while Yvonne seemed to be falling in love with Brian, big sister Michelle wasn't so sure.
As far as emotionally for my sister, Yvonne would put 100% into you, and she would expect that back. And I didn't get that impression that she was receiving that. That concerned me. She deserved that.
After Yvonne was laid off from her management job with Procter & Gamble and Brian ended his career in the Marines, the two decided to make a fresh start and reinvent themselves in Panama, settling in this house. They quickly fell in with the local expats.
Did you think they were in love?
Apparently.
Yeah. It seems so.
Joan and Stephen Crabtree own the Cosmic Crab, a funky resort and waterfront bar where Brian would sing for his supper.
He played here at the Cosmic Crab a couple of nights a week, and they were frequent visitors here.
They were very nice people.
Penny Tom, owner of another waterfront bar, also let Brian play for food and free booze. Lots of booze.
They used to drink a lot, so they were always happy.
What's a lot?
A lot.
And Jim Merton says Brian's drinking may have gotten in the way of his singing.
He played the guitar good, but when he started to sing, that's when it went away.
What was it like?
Like a hound dog on a porch.
She looked very happy in the pictures, and she was really enjoying herself there, and I knew it would be a place that she would like.
For Yvonne's father, Jim Faust, the constant stream of joyful phone calls and emails describing the couple's Panama adventures was reassuring.
Yvonne's emails were stories of exactly what her life was like down there, and I could picture it, and I could close my eyes, and it was like I was there. I couldn't imagine the whole thing.
Emails like this one.
She says, "Hi, sis. Brian, already working at local restaurants and bars. We love it. We wake up and go running, then swim in the ocean every morning."
And so, Yvonne's family thought all was well in paradise, and that Brian might be the one for Yvonne.
I believed that they were going to get married. That's what I thought was going to happen when they got down there.
But then, right around Thanksgiving 2011, 3 months after they arrived in Panama, the happy emails and calls from Yvonne started to drop off. For Michelle, a sisterly instinct started to kick in.
That's what set me off, was the fact that they were coming less frequent, the emails from her, and then they stopped completely.
2 weeks passed. Then, on December 14th, Michelle finally got a text, but it wasn't from Yvonne.
There was a number I didn't recognize, and a text message on there said, "This is Brian. May I make arrangements to pick up my truck?"
Michelle was shocked. Brian was back in the U.S.?
I sat up, called that number. For only thing out of my mouth was, "Where's my sister?" He says, "Didn't you get my email?" I said, "I haven't received any emails from anybody. It's been a few weeks." I said, "I'll call you back." So I went to my computer.
Michelle discovered an email she had overlooked. It was from Brian, who had never written before.
The one from him stated, "I'm sure you've heard by now that Bonnie and I are no longer together." I called him right back. So I asked him point blank, "What happened?" And he said they had got in a fight because she had found out that he had a child from somebody else.
That somebody else, Kristen Werkhoven. The two had a baby girl in 2010. Since Yvonne was unable to have a child because of a medical condition, the discovery must have been earth-shattering. Brian then said Yvonne just up and left.
I said, "Did she leave a note?" "No. has she tried to call you since? No. Do you know where she's at? No. And I said, I haven't heard from her, Brian. And he said, well, I'm sure she's fine.
But Michelle had her doubts about that story. And 10 days later, when Brian called and still wanted to pick up his truck, Michelle said she had another plan.
I said, when you come to pick up the truck, I'll be here. That's no problem. And I think it's a good idea that you go with me to the police department, since you're the last one to see her and we can fill out a missing persons report. Because now we're already in the mid-December and I haven't heard anything from her. And that's not right. Something's wrong.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In December of 2011, Michelle Valenzuela was still worried about her missing sister. So she went back to her computer, where she found another overlooked message. This one from Yvonne.
Hi sis, just an update. Brian and I are no longer together. I should have trusted my instincts that he is a lying, cheating ass. I'm headed to Costa Rica with a man I met when we first got to Bocas.
What'd you think when you read this email?
I just wasn't sure. There's some things in there that didn't feel right to me.
Her head was spinning. Could Yvonne really have run off with another man after learning that Brian had a love child?
All Yvonne ever wanted to do was be a mother. That's all she ever wanted to do was be a mother. And to find out that Brian had a child, and, you know, she sold everything she had to go to the other ends of the world to be with this man, and he didn't tell her about that. I'm questioning what her mental state is right now. She's heartbroken.
In upstate New York, Jim and Lillian Faust also felt the turn of events was just so out of character for their daughter.
For her life to change so abruptly, and she's like, oh, well, I'm going with this guy. And
to Costa Rica.
That made absolutely, positively no sense to me.
Also making no sense, 3 weeks had passed since Yvonne had emailed from Panama. But then, out of the blue, she sent a new email. It was strange.
Miss you and everyone at home. I'm starting to get a little homesick. I'm working on plans to get home as early as the second week of January. I've been living with cliffhangers for a while. Love you, sis, Yvonne.
While strange, the email was also reassuring for her family, who was happy to learn Yvonne would soon return to California.
So I stopped worrying. I figured, okay, she knows that in January we're having a family get-together. She's going to be there.
Do you feel she's safe at this point?
I was still worried, but I was satisfied with it for the moment.
On the same day that email arrived, so too did Brian Brimminger, knocking on the front door of Michelle's L.A. home to pick up his truck.
What did you see on his face? What was his demeanor like?
He was just in a hurry. He was calm, but it was very brief.
All business?
Yes.
Get his stuff, get his truck.
And leave.
After Brian got his pickup truck, Yvonne's emails stopped. 16 long days passed until on January 6th, 2012, Michelle wrote her sister. The subject? Worried.
I just want to make sure you weren't kidnapped or someone pretending to be you. Ha ha. There's my paranoid, suspicious mind, or maybe too many 48 hours.
Did you ever hear back from your sister again?
No. That's the last email.
Michelle was still hopeful that she would appear at that family reunion, but Yvonne never showed up.
Well, at that point, when we met up with my dad and I told him we haven't heard from her, he said, oh, no, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And I told my dad she did not leave Panama. That's just my feeling.
By now, Michelle was convinced her sister never ran off to Costa Rica with another man. So her instinct was to learn where Yvonne's emails were really coming from.
So I went to my cousin and asked him to please check it out, because like I said, I haven't got a clue.
The cousin, a technology whiz, said tracking Yvonne's emails would be easy. All he needed was their IP addresses. So he searched the emails Yvonne had supposedly sent from Panama and Costa Rica, as well as that email Brian had sent from near Dana Point, California. The cousin made a startling discovery.
The ones from Panama came from Panama. And then the one that was supposed to be with her being in Costa Rica came from the United States.
Where in the United States?
One of them looked like they were coming from Dana Point.
That email, Michelle says, originated from where Brian was now living near Dana Point, California. It was the evidence Michelle had been looking for.
They were sharing the same IP address.
So Yvonne's email is coming from Brian's computer.
Yes.
The family's worst fear had come true. It appeared Brian had hacked into Yvonne's email account and was impersonating her. But why?
That's when I knew that he did something to her.
And it's not missing person. It's murder now.
It's murder.
I said, my sister's dead and I'm never going to see her again.
But Michelle had no time to mourn. She took that new evidence down to the FBI, where she met with Special Agent Andrew Masters.
Michelle Valenzuela, she was a spitfire. When they brought that to us, we knew that there was absolutely foul play involved.
The FBI immediately launched an investigation into Yvonne's disappearance, with Masters taking charge. Yvonne's family then contacted the State Department.
I call the embassy, and the embassy tells us there is no record of her ever leaving Panama and no record of her ever entering Costa Rica.
Yvonne's family couldn't wait any longer. They traveled to Panama to find answers. The FBI made a move as well, targeting Brian Brimminger as a person of interest.
Brian didn't realize what exactly the FBI is capable of.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
With the FBI investigation underway in the States, Yvonne's family met up with legendary investigator Don Winter in Panama City.
Why is it when something goes bad with an American citizen in Panama, you get the phone call?
I've already put away, or helped to put away, three serial killers. So when bad things happen, they know that to come to me when they don't know what else to do.
Winter is an ex-U.S. intelligence officer with an uncanny ability to solve murders. Jim and Lillian tell Dawn the story of their daughter's disappearance and Brian's claim that she's run off with another man.
I think the chances that she's running around in Costa Rica somewhere with some other dude are damn near zero.
Here's the deal. This is what happened. This is what we think is going on.
It's not the first time Winner, a CBS News consultant, has worked on a case with 48 Hours.
All right, we're going to go take a look at this yellow trimaran.
The intrepid investigator helped solve the murder of American sailor Dawn North, as 48 Hours reported in 2011.
Just on a personal side in all of this, can you believe you and I are doing this again?
No, absolutely not. I tell you what, it's amazing.
Winner is convinced Brian Breminger is involved. His strategy, put pressure on the Panamanian government to act.
When Dawn Winner speaks,
the people listen, yeah.
Winner's game plan also called for Jim and Michelle to give blood for DNA tests should any remains be found. And when Yvonne's family travels hundreds of miles from Panama City to the tropical island where she disappeared,
Yvonne Lee Baldelli,
the Panamanian police are persuaded to hold a press conference to plead for information.
The family has been experiencing a living nightmare for quite a few months, and we continue to appeal to anyone who knows absolutely anything about Yvonne's disappearance to come forward.
Panamanian police announce for the first time that Yvonne is the victim of foul play and name Brian Breminger as the suspect.
Todos adoramos a Yvonne.
This news conference reverberated around the world.
Police say within weeks of her disappearance, Breminger returned to the U.S., got engaged, and married another woman. Tonight, the FBI is calling him a person of interest.
Riding the momentum of the press conference, they printed flyers, fanned out to neighborhoods, and the village, searching for their own clues. It's a bittersweet search for Yvonne's niece, Lauren Beyer, in a place that is no longer a paradise.
There's nothing here for us until we find her. That's why we're here.
But the family's quest is starting to get results. Witnesses who knew the couple come out of the woodwork, describing Brian's verbal and physical abuse.
To me, he was a scary person. He was not the kind of person I wanted to be around.
Local bar owner Jeff Salzman saw it firsthand on Yvonne's face.
As I recall, it was black eyes and blackness around the face and bruises.
Was she self-conscious about it?
She was trying to hide it and not speak of it.
It was very painful to learn that he had hit her, that she had bruises, that she had black eyes. Those things were very difficult to learn.
The realization that Yvonne may have been murdered is setting in.
Where could Yvonne's body have been dumped? Well, just feet in front of that house. You've got thousands of square miles of water. Well, if you just go not 20 yards from the shoreline, this impenetrable swamp. Try to find something in there.
But that's exactly what Yvonne's family, investigators, and volunteers set out to do. Entering what could be Yvonne's swampy graveyard.
Describe this area that has to be searched. Just how difficult a place is it?
Okay, it's jungle, it's tropical, so you have every kind of bug and critter that you can think of, spiders and snakes, and, you know, it's not a place to go slogging around through.
Struggling through the muck, the spiders, and the rancid water, the smallest discovery raises hope. A purse, a medicine bottle, a mysterious sinkhole.
I kept asking myself, I want to find Yvonne, but do I want to find Yvonne? I mean, I want to know where she is, but do I want to see her in these swampy areas?
Then they find a passport.
Yeah, we find a U.S. passport, the front page here.
Leaving number.
None of it is Yvonne's. But back in the United States, the FBI confronted Brian Brimager.
We went and knocked on his door. He answered and invited us in, said that he was expecting us.
FBI Special Agent Andrew Masters questioned Brian Brimager for more than 4 hours while he babysat his young daughter.
This is Special Agent Andrew Masters along with Special Agent Gabriel Ramirez approaching Apartment M in an attempt to have a consensual monitored interview with Brian Brimager.
We weren't sure if he was going to break down and confess to having a part in her disappearance and murder, or if he was going to become angry, if he was going to kick us out.
Brian stuck to his story. Yvonne left him for another man.
I come back home and there was a note that said, and I quote, going to Costa Rica with a man I've been talking to, F-U-F.
But when confronted with Michelle's email evidence, Brian began to stumble.
Brian, I'm just going to kind of lay it out there, man. The IP addresses are not coming back from Costa Rica or Panama.
Okay.
They're coming back from here. Okay,
from
so
here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if she's not hanging out around here, then somebody sent those emails, right? How did those emails get sent?
Do you know anybody that would have her email account, Hatfinder, her account?
No.
Then something caught Master's eye.
As soon as I walk in, I see a white Sony Vaio.
Which is a computer.
A laptop computer, exactly. And we knew that Yvonne owned a white Sony Vaio laptop that she had taken with her to Panama.
Well, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we may very well have Yvonne's computer right here.
Master's hunch was spot on. It was Yvonne's computer. But why was it in Brian's condo? And would it help unravel the mystery of Yvonne's disappearance?
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Even though he was under the FBI's microscope, Brian Brimager remained a free man, living with his family on the outskirts of San Diego. Kristen worked for a defense contractor, while Brian, unemployed, spent much of his time golfing.
Recognize that man?
Yes, I do. That's Brian.
In the summer of 2012, we showed Yvonne's sister Michelle video of Brian's new life.
What goes through your mind when you see him?
Well, honestly, it's not surprising now that I know what he's capable of. He thinks he got away with murder. So what you have here is a person. Killed my sister and can walk away scot-free.
You ready? Brian, come out with his golf club.
Let's go, guys. Okay, roll.
Just a few months after that FBI interview, we came face-to-face with the suspected killer.
Brian, Peter Van Sant with CBS News. We'd like to ask a couple questions. Would you please talk to us? Did you murder Yvonne Baldelli? You can speak to us. You can answer that question. Ryan, why won't you speak with us? Did you have anything to do with her disappearance?
While Brian heads off to enjoy another carefree day on the greens, the FBI was turning his life upside down, interviewing everyone he knew, including his wife, Kristen.
What had Brian told her about why he was living in Panama?
He told Kristen that he is going down to Panama to decompress from after leaving the Marine Corps, and that he was going with some Marine Corps friends.
Did Kristen urge Brian to leave Yvonne?
No, Kristen didn't even know Yvonne existed.
So he lied to Kristen?
Absolutely.
Apparently, all those lies didn't matter to Kristen.
According to her, Brian is the greatest thing to ever happen to anybody.
But that's something she didn't want to share with us when 48 Hours knocked on her door.
Hi, Kristen. Kristen, I'm Ryan with CBS News. Is there any way we can talk?
Meanwhile, as Special Agent Masters took several investigative trips to Panama, a different portrait of Brian Bremiger emerged.
We talked to many people that would socialize with him at bars, and we learned about all the domestic violence that he brought upon her, the choking, the dragging, the berating.
After speaking with friends and neighbors of Yvonne and Brian, Special Agent Masters became certain the couple had a violent fight on November 26, 2011. After Yvonne learned that Brian had fathered a child with Kristen.
The argument probably escalated, and at some point, Brian decided he was done with her and he was going to kill her.
Crucial evidence was also discovered on Yvonne's laptop, the very computer Masters saw when he first questioned Brian. About 2 weeks before her murder, Yvonne took this disturbing selfie.
That photo shows a massive black eye on her left eye and swelling in her left cheek.
In a way, from the grave, Yvonne helped you in this investigation.
Yvonne helped us tell the story, yes. Absolutely.
And there was more chilling evidence.
We found the Yahoo searches in which he searches how to remove blood from a mattress.
When did he do that?
He did that about 10:30 in the morning, the night after Yvonne was murdered.
Masters discovered even more evidence in Costa Rica, where Brian is seen withdrawing cash from Yvonne's account.
We were able to obtain those ATM photos. So we have Brian using Yvonne's debit card to extract money from her account.
And Masters says there is no doubt that Brian used Yvonne's laptop to send those emails to her family. So we went looking for Brian Bremiger again to get answers.
Hey, Brian, I need to talk to you. How do you explain the fact that Yvonne's email that said she was in Costa Rica, that she sent to people, was actually sent by you from here in California? Can you answer that? You knew she was dead when you sent that email, didn't you? Brian, we really want you to talk to us. Answer some questions. He's never said a word. Never said a word to us. He will not answer any questions.
And what about Yvonne's dog, Georgia May, which had not been seen since she disappeared? Don Winner has a theory.
He knew that she loved that dog, and that if the dog was running around, he knew that anything she said about her taking off with some guy to Costa Rica, everybody would immediately know it was crap. So he had to get rid of the dog, too.
In his investigation, Don Winner unwittingly found a key piece of evidence on Brian's Facebook page, where he had sold this machete.
After Yvonne disappeared, Brimager made a comment about that knife. He's like, yeah, that used to be mine. I brought it down with me when I came down from the States. And the chilling part is he made a comment that said, I've only used it to chop up one stripper. That's just chilling.
Special Agent Andrew Masters needs to get his hands on the machete to see if it was used in Yvonne's murder. Incredibly, he was able to track down the person who bought it from Brian in Panama.
This is the machete that Brian bought in the United States and took down with him to Panama.
Can you pick it up for me?
Sure. It's very heavy. It's weighted, and it would inflict a lot of damage.
Investigators had the machete. They had the email, and they had caught Brian in multiple lies. Soon, someone would stumble upon the most important evidence of all.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
We seek answers, justice, and help.
Summer 2013. Nearly 2 years have passed since Yvonne Baldelli's disappearance.
You feel like you're reading a book, a terrible mystery or murder mystery, and there's no end to it.
On June 26, 2013, the final chapter of this mystery began to unfold.
A former Marine who family members say murdered his girlfriend before...
FBI Special Agent Andrew Masters slapped the cuffs on Brian Brimager.
What did you say to him?
You're under arrest. He said, turn around, put your hands behind your back. He needed the answer for his crime.
How did you learn that Brian had been arrested?
Truth be told, I received a text from my dad, said they got the SOB. And I sat down in a sense of relief because now they believed us.
Brian Brimager was charged with 13 felonies relating to the cover-up of Yvonne's death, but not murder. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Shane Harrigan and Mark Conover were lead prosecutors.
At that point, without having found the body, we didn't have quite enough to bring the murder charge.
But that would soon change.
Human remains have been found on a Panamanian island.
A local worker clearing some brush on the island where Brian and Yvonne lived came upon this duffel bag.
And when he unbuckled the clasp, he found Yvonne's skeletonized remains. By the time she was found 2 years later, it was only bones.
A DNA test confirmed it was Yvonne. Her remains were found just a few hundred yards from where the family had spent days searching.
I wanted to tell Michelle personally.
When I first heard the possibility that they found Yvonne, my first reaction was, for me, it's good news because I just feel good. We can nail this bastard.
While the family's prayers had been answered, an autopsy confirmed the hellish fact that Yvonne had been dismembered.
This is the actual device that was used to dismember Yvonne.
The most likely cause of death was being stabbed in the back at least twice.
Despite overwhelming evidence and proof that Bremacher had repeatedly lied, his wife, Kristen, continued to stand by him.
Kristen, may I ask, do you still believe in your husband's innocence? Can you just tell us that?
Don't touch the camera.
Then, for Yvonne's family, another cruel tragedy struck in the spring of 2014. Michelle, who had dedicated her life to finding justice for her sister, now faced another deadly enemy. She was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer.
I'm still alive to fight for my life, and I'm still alive to fight for my sister.
This was Michelle in June of 2014. And this was her just 3 months later.
Today, I'm going to be giving a deposition.
Weakened by cancer and given just weeks to live,
do you solemnly swear or affirm?
Michelle, a crucial witness, agreed to tell her story while she still could. Brian Bremacher would sit directly across from her.
I'm going to try to ignore him as best I can.
And who was Brian Bremacher?
The defendant.
Do you see him in the courtroom here today?
Yes, I do.
Would you please point to him and describe where he is seated for the record?
He's sitting at the end, khaki outfit, the end.
Michelle passed out after the exhausting testimony. It was a courageous act of love for her sister.
This might be the last thing I get to do for her. Over and over and over again, because it'll be on camera forever.
Days later, she died. It took years of diplomatic and legal wrangling, but in early 2015, the government of Panama finally agreed to let Brian be tried for murder on American soil.
We came to the conclusion that the only way that Brian Bremacher would face justice for his murderous act is if he was charged and convicted here in the United States.
Brian pleaded not guilty. The case was heading for trial in 2016 when investigators made another dramatic discovery. Yvonne's blood and DNA were found under the machete's handle.
So these three screws were undone.
Mm-hmm.
The handle opens up, and inside they find blood.
Right. They removed these three and just pulled it out here and conducted the testing on the blade and the interior portion of the handle and found blood.
Whose blood?
Yvonne's.
Yvonne Baldelli's.
Yvonne Baldelli.
This now is a slam dunk. You know that this is the tool used to dismember her.
It was that made Brian finally realize he was not going to get out of the... He was not going to lie his way out.
It's over.
It's done.
He had cleaned the blade, but he hadn't cleaned underneath the handle. And it was that additional evidence that I believe eventually led Mr. Bremacher to plead guilty.
Within a week, Bremacher pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, while the other charges were dropped. And later at his sentencing, finally admitted, after nearly 5 years of lies, to killing Yvonne Baldelli.
And I think if you look up in the dictionary, evil, and you see Brian's picture in there, he's the ultimate incarnate of evil in my mind.
In open court, Bremacher apologized to Yvonne's family, but his words rang hollow.
Brian Bremacher is a con artist. He had our daughter conned. He had his new wife conned. He had her family conned. He was able to live a double life, sometimes a triple life, and people buy what he says. But his actions show that he's not the person he says that he is.
Brian was sentenced to 26 years in federal prison. With the case over, Yvonne's remains were returned to her family. And laid to rest at sea.
To get her remains back and be able to give her a dignified resting place, I can sleep better at night knowing that she's not rotting in some jungle or deep in the ocean somewhere, knowing that she loved the ocean, knowing that we were able to put her in a place that she loved.
We brought her home, and I know that that was thanks to a lot of work of a lot of unsung heroes. I know.
In a way, two people were honored this day, Yvonne and her beloved sister Michelle, who battled a Marine to the end and won.
She's definitely a hero. She never gave up. To her dying day, she gave all she had.
Kristen and Brian Brimager are still married. She continues to support and visit him in federal prison. Brimager's prison term ends in February 2037. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
A new true crime podcast from the team behind Up and Vanished. In 2016, Justin Alexander, an adventurer, was invited on a trek by an Indian holy man. They headed to a spiritual ground in the Himalayan mountains, a place beyond civilization. The holy man returned and said nothing, but Justin was never seen again. What happened to him? Dive deep into our investigation and uncover the strange events surrounding Justin's disappearance in Status Untraced. Check out this sneak preview.
And this last experience he had with Rawat, I didn't feel good about it. In fact, I felt it was dangerous. It sounds strange, but I just, in my mother's heart, something was not okay. I felt that he was a nefarious character.
Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take true crime with you on your shirt, mug, or hat with official 48 Hours merchandise at ParamountShop.com. You can take 20% off with code HOURS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all 48 Hours products with code HOURS20 at ParamountShop.com.